For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I hope that everybody had a merry, merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas or whatever, you know, I hope you had a good day off. Hopefully you had the day off. Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. I kind of still feel like I got to wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's 5 a.m. right now.
It's not.
We're recording at 5 a.m. I don't know what podcast works this hard. Just to provide you guys with the content.
No, it's literally about to be 10 a.m.
Okay. Well, 10 a.m. feels...
10 a.m. is a great... Honestly, yeah. I would love to record like straight out bed.
Straight out of bed. Straight That's Alia. She would love to record with a sleepy face.
Not sleepy face, but just like, that like whatever comes to mind first in the morning, let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
I do got to say, and I want to just mention that... For some reason, I feel extra cozy right now.
Yeah.
Like really, really cozy.
I love a good cozy energy. I mean, today, honestly.
What happened with your hat? Can you tell us what happened with your hat real quick? Not really.
I don't really want to talk about it because it makes me really mad.
Yeah. She lost her favorite hat.
It's actually a beanie. And I really wanted to wear it with my favorite new sweater right now.
It would have been so nice.
It would have worked so
well. That combo would have been crazy.
Well.
Yeah.
But I can't find it. I haven't worn it yet this winter season. Also, happy winter solstice. It just winter. We're officially in the winter season. So welcome back to the podcast. My name is Alia Zaitza. This is the What's the Juice podcast. I'm over here with my co-host.
My name is Yoni Ikoto.
And we're here to, you know, kind of like not really a segue, but a segue from the fact that you're wearing super cozy clothes. And then I'm, you know, wearing like my jeans and my sweater and stuff. And I feel like I'm ready to talk about 2025. I'm ready to talk about the new year. And I kind of want to discuss how the new year has a bad rep.
What do you mean?
Like the new year has a bad rep. The idea of a new year, the idea of like new year, new me, new year resolution.
Can I tell you why?
People hate on that shit. And I really love that shit.
Now, let me tell you why. I don't hate on it. But I also just think people... including me, okay, so don't get offended out there, that, you know, it's just another day.
I mean,
it's a new year, but like it's never the new you. Every year it's like the new year, new me, and then the year happens and still the same you.
Okay, like, but think nobody about yourself actually a year ago. How different were you a year ago from how you are now?
I mean, for me, it happens mostly on my birthdays. I can say it's a new age for me personally. I can feel like I can step into my new ambitions, my new resolutions, whatever. New year for me, it's just kind of like, okay, cool. Like it went from Wednesday to Thursday and it's a new year. Like it's still the same week. You still got to go to work. Like nothing changed. A new age is like, okay, this age now. That's a milestone for me. The new year, it's cute. It's fun to celebrate. It's one thing that everybody does together. So sometimes I guess you just want to be a part of something. Like, but I think, and I guess it is a good time to reflect on the year. But it's like the new year, new me. I don't think
it has to be new year, new me. I was kind of saying that as a joke. I also don't like the idea of like resolutions. Like, what is the definition of like resolution?
Well, a resolution is basically something that you want to achieve, I think, right? I don't fact check, right?
I just prefer to call them intentions.
New Year's intentions. What's like, wrong with resolutions, though?
Because resolutions, I feel like the idea of it, like the way that people do it every year, something about it just has this like bad connotation that it's like, you won't really do it. Like everyone has a New Year resolution to like go to the gym or like, you know. I just have these intentions that I want to like start this new year. I want to start 2025 with these things in my mind that like I just want to practice more. I want to do more. Like I don't think it's a... We as humans thrive off of this like new beginning, newness in general. We like new things. We like to hang on to things that motivate us. You are the king of like, I'm going to wait until Monday. I'm going to wait until the first of this month. I'm going to wait until the new year. Like you do that. You're like, babe, January comes around. I'm going to get my shit. You know, it's like you are literally the epitome of somebody who truly uses that type of like time thing as motivation for yourself to like start this new thing that is probably going to be good for you, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's being organized, whether it's like eating healthier or whatever it could be. I think that's okay. Like, it's like if that is motivating you to like do something, then use it in that way.
I have a confession.
What is it?
Anytime I use the first Monday of the month, I use the new year for starting anything new, whether it's eating a certain way, going to the gym.
Usually things that you know are going to be good for you.
Good for you, right? Anytime I say that, it's an excuse. Mm. Because what does that have to do with anything? A new year, I just said that it's just like a regular new day.
It is. Like, so the new why year is probably like on a Tuesday or something.
Yeah. So why do I have to wait for a new year or like a new week or like a Monday to start something new? Like, so anytime I say that, I honestly feel like, and I've never said this out loud, it sounds crazy to admit, but I feel like it's an excuse. Like,
why? It is an excuse.
I can just start tomorrow. Like, why wait? Okay, so let's say I want to start eating healthy on January 1st and it's like a week from now. Am I going to eat like shit for 7 days? Like what?
No,
that's even good for me.
No, that's all up to you. But think about also us last year when we made it this whole thing.
That was satisfying. Something about new last year,
as in
it was just it was justified.
Yeah, because it was like January 1st, Monday of the month. It was a Monday. Yeah, you know, so we just were like super motivated and we got in that shit and we stayed consistent.
You're talking about the workout. I thought you were talking about eating bad right before that time.
Oh,
because you remember what we did, like how we ate just like whatever we wanted because we had just moved to New York.
Yeah, we were, you know, we just weren't in that mindset. We were very much like just indulging in the city, indulging in the restaurants.
No regrets at all.
All the foods and stuff. No, I was living.
Yeah.
But then I'm also really happy, like, I feel that in 2024, I really took care of myself. And the thing is like, any new, like, resolution or intention or goal or whatever you want to call it is, like, it's not going to be consistent. However hard you try.
Is it, though?
It's
really?
Just not going to be. We're not robots.
I feel like it's not.
It's always going to like go up and go down and you're going to be really like good and consistent with all of your habits that you want to stick to for like a week,
yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks.
No,
but then,
maybe
like,
even 2 months.
Okay. But you also don't do everything every day. You don't work out every day. You don't eat perfectly every day. You don't do your meditation, your journaling, your reading, everything, every single day. If you do that, cool. But I've never been able to like stay insanely consistent like that. I also don't think it's good. Like, I feel like use some variety in your life, you know, like let things just.
Is it actually possible to stick to the same routine from January until December? Like, this is your, I feel like that'd be so boring. Every week looks the same.
I mean, but it's, I don't know how that's possible. Like, if you travel, if you like go somewhere, if you're.
I know, right?
You know,
but maybe someone out there is listening and they're like, yo, I'm doing that shit right now. Let us know how you do that, because.
But I don't know if I necessarily want to do that. That's the thing. I just don't really function well under like such intense and strict boundaries.
Oh, you know I don't.
You know, but at the same time, like, this year, the beginning, like January, we were able to, like, you know, be a little bit more strict with ourselves. We talked about, like, is consistency, wait, what was it? Is discipline a thief of joy? And it's like, no, most of the time when you're disciplined with something that is important to you and it's actually good for you, it's actually going to make you feel good and you're going to want to stay consistent. And it sucks when you get out of it and you're like feeling down about yourself. You're like, damn, like I haven't been, you know, on my thing, whatever. And you're like, ah, but like I already fucked up. So let me just keep fucking up. And it's like, it's not a good, it's like, okay, I was off my game with this one habit in my life for a few days. Tomorrow, let me get back on it. Whatever the day is, if it's a Thursday or a Saturday or a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think that like it's the new year. It's an opportunity to like, also it's where I feel like so go, 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 go constantly, like the next thing, the next month, the next week, the next day, that we don't take that much time to reflect back and to look at, okay, 2024, what happened?
Yeah.
The good, the bad, what am I proud of?
Perfect time to do it this episode.
Exactly. Okay. So, did you end up writing any like reflections over the year?
I got a couple things, but then I got like, as I was writing, I noticed that I was trying to force myself to write more things just because it feels like I have to have a lot of things.
No, I mean, I also feel like you were writing it right before the episode. I kind of wrote these like a few, like a week ago.
Oh, when you were doing your
morning, I kind of made a video about this.
Okay.
So I also wrote things that like you would have on your list.
Okay. So go first. Like what is reflect on a year? I mean, I feel like we can just do that. I feel like I don't need the notes to reflect on the year. I feel like
I just wrote them down.
No.
That it's like more organized, you know. One thing is that it was technically our first full year in New York. So it was like from January we experienced all of the seasons, all of the stages that New York goes through.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. We experienced it. I feel like I can't speak for you. I fell in love even more with the city because I got to see it through January, February, March, April, May, June, July, you know?
I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
And say that I feel the same way. What was your favorite time of the year?
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Give me like a window of months that you were like, that was like the most beautiful time.
If I look back, I love every stage of the year. No, I do, because I've said this before. I love going through. I love feeling like we're like going through, like we're moving through time. I love it. That's why I also love like a new year, because there's change happening. Things are changing. I don't like feeling stagnant. I don't like feeling like it's another day that's the same like yesterday and the day before. I like the weather changing. It's like colder, that it's snowing.
Okay, but you can have
the sun comes out.
But you can have a favorite time. Like,
I don't know, like right now I'm loving winter, honestly. It's so cozy. I'm like loving getting like dressed, you know, but I'm saying this now. At the end of February, I might be so over it. Because like we've been...
You were over the end of summer. I love summertime.
At the end of summer, I'm always excited to like get to fall.
But for you, it's very like... You think about clothes a lot. You think about...
It's something that you do every day.
One thing you do a lot is that you shop for clothes that are not even in season. So like in the summertime, you were shopping for like fall things.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're also usually on sale.
Huh. Like right now, you would buy a skirt or like something that's...
No, not yet.
There's a few items that you... What was the last thing you bought? And I was just like, babe, you're not going to wear that right now. It's way too cold. I don't know why I can't do that. Buy something way ahead of time. It might be like a really like thin shirt or something.
I don't know. I have a lot of fun with like getting dressed every day. And as the seasons change, it's like you try to figure out like, okay, what am I going to wear today?
Okay. I would say my favorite time of the year was definitely summertime. I was outside.
Summer is really fun.
Summer, I was outside. I spend way too much money on city bikes. Even though I have the membership, you know, that shit adds up.
It was a good time.
I was on the city bike.
It feels so far away right now.
Yeah. Just biking everywhere. I can't bike now. And I love... It's such a big part of my life. Yeah, I can't get on a bike.
No, it's so cool.
I love summertime. No, shorts, t-shirts. You're listening to music and you're going somewhere. Like, that's like my favorite time of year. Like, fall, it's fine. It's cute to be cozy.
No, fall is really cute.
Yeah, it's nice. But like winter...
But it's a balance, though. No, I love that. I love that in the wintertime is like... The evenings are so long. I feel like I can give myself, like yesterday, it was 4:30 and it was about to be like dark outside.
So you like that.
And I like that because I was like, damn, I can just like be home without feeling guilty.
But I remember there was a time you didn't like it.
Put on the TV. Like I want to grow into taking what each season and each period of life gives me, and I'm gonna just lean into what it gives me versus like trying to be like, nah, I don't like it.
What about the time that you hated how fast it gets dark outside, like around 5 p.m
when was that? I think that was last year.
Was that last year?
It was last year. But it was because I had this weird thing where I felt like because it was dark I can't film anything anymore.
Oh yeah.
And this year,
because your window gets that much smaller for daylight.
Yeah, and it felt like, oh, now it's dark. What am I going to film? That it's like artificial lighting.
Why can't
you
film at night? Like, why don't you have a vlog like at nighttime?
No, but I do.
Okay,
I feel like now this year in like my videos, ever since it's been like so dark out, I also still film like when it's nighttime.
Yeah,
you know. But before I would just stop myself because I'm like, oh, it's dark. Like, who wants to watch it in the dark? It was weird. So. Anyways, but yeah, love New York still so much. I feel like I met a lot of people this year.
Mm-hmm.
You met a lot of people this year, especially like towards the end of the year, like the second half, like past the summer.
I would say from summer on.
Yeah, just felt so good to just like meet people and like make friendships. And I feel like I also learned so much about adult friendships. Like never before. 2024 is when I feel like I was tested with different types of like friendships and people and like meeting new people and new friendships and then old ones. And like,
what did you learn? What is one thing that you learned?
Big thing I learned.
I know what it is. I'm not gonna wait for anyone.
Oh, I mean, that's true, actually. No, I was gonna say biggest
I'm gonna
thing
make
I learned,
a plan. If you don't get back to me in 30 minutes, I'm gonna go do it. And then if you hit me up, after 40 minutes, oh, I'm already here. Because a lot of times what you do is that you try to make a plan with someone. They don't get back to you right away. And it's kind of something that's like last minute maybe. You would wait around.
I don't.
And then maybe like not go because you end up not going with them. And then yeah. you miss your whole day to yeah. go do that
I just
thing.
Basically don't wait around for people anymore.
That is a great quality. That's it's good to wait a little bit. But
at the same time,
when the communication is not there,
mm-hmm.
you just go do you.
But the key to that is I'm in a city and I live in a place where I can do so many things while that person gets back to me. That was the big thing that I was like, I feel like I can't, until I know what the plan is, I can't get home. My day started. And that's just like stupid. I would paralyze myself. Like I would paralyze the day based on like whether or not this plan happens. And that plan might be like later today.
Yeah.
But until I know what's happening later today, I can't do something right now. And that's like stupid.
Yeah, it's very stupid.
And I've realized I was like, you know what? I can just like do something. And that's also the art of figuring out how to enjoy doing things by yourself.
Is that the art of it?
It is the art of it.
Okay.
Which I think is really important to be able to like, you know, I'm going to go like to a coffee shop, read, or I'm going to go in a bookstore and walk around, or I'm going to like.
That is something that I noticed about you. You stepped up your
independent playtime.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It. That should be the name of the episode.
Independent playtime?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of weird.
Independent playtime.
It's like, what are you playing with?
Okay.
I
think for me, you just talked about something that you learned, right?
Oh yeah, I feel like I was just learning a lot about friendships, like a lot.
And I feel like you really did. I met a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
Especially through like the basketball community here in New York. I want to give a shout out to Jarrell because Trey. He's the guy who introduced me to Jarrell, and then like through him I met everybody at
the basketball
Sunday. Shout out to Sunday Wash Club, right? It's like everybody there is chill, is cool. Most people work in sports.
Yeah.
So there it's all like-minded people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
isn't it so funny how you need to like as an adult you still kind of need like an activity to like not to meet people,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like that different than when you're
I'm
a kid,
just so
you know?
Grateful for that community because then from there you make individual friendships with people you click with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that is something that was really helpful for me like in New York this year. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and then from there this one friend introduces you to some other friend they got and then so forth.
Yeah.
Like, you need to like just start a little bit. And I was going to say, I was just thinking about this the other day, how before we moved to the city, I remember I was talking to somebody that had lived here for like a couple years. And I was like, how long would you say it takes for you to feel like you're settled in your life in the city? Like you have friends, like you have a good community, you feel like you know the city, whatever. And everybody would say like about a year.
It is about a year.
And I would say about a year too.
But you have to put yourself out there because you can take a year and you can't just chill at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you got to go outside. You got to go meet people.
You got to go in like spaces that are meant that. Because that's the thing. Like I think everybody here is just always down to meet new people. It's like the mentality is always that. It's not like I'm here to just hang out with the people that I know.
No.
That's not.
You can't be like that little anxiety you feel to going to an event by yourself. You got to get over that shit. I gave you guys plenty of tricks on what to do to go to like events by yourself. I wonder if anybody ever like actually like went to an event early, like I said on the episode, remember?
By yourself? No, I still haven't done that.
You got to do that.
Yeah, I got to do that. Okay. Should we get into some intentions?
Okay.
Resolutions. Intentions. Okay.
Or resolutions. Can I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is something that I think a lot of people know by now, if you follow me on Instagram, is that one thing that I really want to get into this year is printmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Making photos, shooting specifically to make prints. I feel like that's definitely one thing that I want to do this year, and I will do it. My online shop is going live at the end of January. And I'm going to be posting about that shit every day.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to like eventually get art on these walls.
Yeah. We still got to figure out what we're going to do here. But printmaking is definitely, and I got a good start. You know, I sold my first print at the gallery in LA, which was very motivating. It was very, honestly, babe, it motivated me. I was just like, someone bought this. Someone was like, I want to buy this for my house. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the lady who bought it. Honestly, if you're watching this, probably not, but thank you so much.
Yeah, no, that was,
and like the crazy,
that was a 2024 thing that happened.
And the crazy thing is, she don't even know what it did to me. Like, I never really printed before. So the fact that she bought it, to her, she just bought a piece of
art. It would have been really cool if we were there, because then she would have, like, you would have been able to meet her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to her. I still have to email her. And
you should.
Yeah.
I would say one thing that I want to do this year is reestablish a morning routine. I feel like that's something that I haven't, like, I've been just kind of like waking up, like I kind of waste some time on my phone, then eventually I get up, then I brush my teeth, then I eat. If I don't eat, maybe I go work out. If I don't go work out, maybe like I linger around, then eventually I get, like, do I get dressed? Do I stay cozy? Do I stay in my PJs? Like, it's just like there's no structure and there's no kind of like...
Staying in PJs.
Just repetitive habits, you know?
Staying in PJs is never great.
Staying in PJs is not good. And like, I could easily do that because I work from home. Nothing stops me.
And also, you do grab your phone when you wake up.
Yeah. Because I think of it as like, I'm going to wake myself up with my phone, you know? But then I just scroll on that shit for like an hour.
And then the moment I wake up, I look over and Ali's on her phone. I'm like, babe.
No, but there's even days that when you're not home.
Oh.
And like,
I don't know how long you're on your phone.
Yeah. Days. You know, it's like I wake up at 7:30, but then I get out of bed at 9. And it's like, damn, I could have ate, worked out.
And the craziest thing is,
so much.
You haven't done anything. Like that hour and a half, it didn't push you through the day. Like you didn't accomplish anything.
Might as well have slept more, you know?
That's so crazy.
So I really want to like reestablish a morning routine. I want to have some like morning rituals that are like keeping me off my phone. You know, we've been doing this lately. We call it, what do we call it, babe?
Morning pages. I love it. I've actually been reading a lot more than ever before.
Yeah, I mean, Yoni calls it...
I almost finished the book, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, halfway.
Basically done. Yoni calls it morning pages because I started doing morning pages, as in I just write 3 pages in a journal about like random things that comes to my mind. That's because my friend Teo was telling me about just like journaling and like different ways like people do it. And for some reason, journaling always seemed like something that was very like, I gotta be super deep and I gotta be super philosophical about life and shit. And she's like, no, you can just like write about, you know, what you want to eat for breakfast. You know, like there's days where you're just going to write about like basic mundane shit that comes to mind because you don't have anything else to write. And there's days where you wake up and you have some shit to write.
Yeah.
You know, but it's about getting in like the habit of it. I did not do it this morning.
It's okay.
Yeah. But same with that. It's just like also starting the day off your phone.
Yeah.
Big thing right there.
I feel like I randomly started doing it. Like I always wanted to do it, but I feel like the last month I've been waking up and I just don't want to grab my phone. I just don't want to.
Because you know it's so much better if you don't.
Like I get up, I leave my phone in the room, you do your thing, wash your face, take a shower if you shower in the morning. Like I want to graduate. I want to graduate into like eating breakfast without my phone. I haven't gotten to that stage yet.
You have to find something else to like do. Cause I mean, I would say, don't they say it's healthy if you like only eat without anything else?
Yeah, it's healthier because your brain, you're only focusing on what you're eating. Like it's not like stimulated by something else. I don't know. There's a way better way to like explain it.
Yeah.
But basically, you're not getting as much of the nutrients the way you're supposed to get them.
Because you're distracting your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should just talk.
It's kind of like working out. You know, like when they say when you lift in a dumbbell, right? You got to think about the muscle. Imagine lifting and then watching the show. Like you're not, it's not going to be good at all.
Yeah. So more, and playing off of that, also just in general, more screen-free activities in 2025. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking like big time, like, you know, we have a projector that we play, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a TV, which I think is good because if we had a TV, like the projector sometimes feels like you got to set it up.
But I don't watch TV that much. Like my TV is YouTube.
That's still screen though.
Okay, but you say as if yeah. like we don't have a TV, there's that's a good thing.
Okay, okay. Like, but I just mean like I wanna practice, like I also wanna listen to more music. So something that I really, really wanna do, and we've talked about this before,
what is
it? Is we have so why did you ask like that? What is it? We have so many coffee table books.
Mm-hmm.
And photo books and magazines and all these things that we've accumulated.
Yoni Kodo photo book coming out 2027.
Okay.
2026. 2020. No. Okay. So.
And we don't really like look through them. No. And I think it would be such a nice activity to put on the dim lights,
mm-hmm.
put on some nice vibey music.
Okay.
Maybe drink some wine, some tea.
Tea. Wine. Okay. I wanna drink less wine this year.
Oh, yeah. January, I'm doing dry January, by the way. No.
Ooh, dry January. Why not February or March?
Because new year, new me. Yeah, you know, have some tea. And just like me and you, we're at the coffee table. We each choose a book we want to look through. And we just flip through it. And we just look at it like... Like, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's so nice. That's one thing. I would love to play games. Like, the game we played yesterday.
Oh, but, like, just me and you at home?
Yes, just me and you. Like, the game. We have so many games, and I feel like we've never played a game just at home. Just no phone.
Most games are, like, music. Made for more than two players.
There's plenty of games for two people.
Okay. We can also make a puzzle. That's another thing that would be fun.
Yeah. We can make a puzzle. I don't know. I just want to do something with like no phone for like 3 hours.
Yeah, adult playtime.
You
gotta stop with that.
You and your adult playtime. It doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. One other thing that I feel like you will also be into is 2025. Mm-hmm. We've been on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We haven't explored yet.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go to Philly. We need to make our way to Boston. In the summer, I would love to go to Maine. Or Connecticut, just go up, like up
Why?
The coast, because I want to get the real lobster rolls, okay?
Oh,
in the summer, they have such good lobster rolls.
I do not care about a lobster roll.
You haven't even had a good one.
I had one.
The one you had wasn't that good.
The one that was, the bread was cut up in the middle, and it, like, it's fine, but it sounds better than what it is, lobster roll. It sounds like it's not that good.
You haven't had a great one.
You guys, it's not that good, honestly. Don't get hyped by it.
But I just feel like the East Coast is so much better developed in connection with like each other, like bigger cities around the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I mean, just feel like it's a, you know, it's like, why not do a little day trip? Go to Philly for like a weekend or something, mm-hmm. explore, go eat food. You know, it's like, it's right there.
It's right
there.
Take
a train. That in itself can just be like a nice activity. So I really want to do that. And I also want to go like skiing and hiking and go upstate a little bit more.
We are going upstate here in a couple of days, in a few days.
For New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I really want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I definitely want to do that as well, but not necessarily. It's not something that I put on my list, really.
Why not?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's so much of New York that I want to still explore.
Which you will anyways, but I feel like it's also nice to get away from the city for like a weekend. You know, you're here every day.
Yeah, that's true. So what is this list you're saying right now? Is that, are we doing like...
These are my goals for the year.
Okay. So one of your goals was to go to Philly, go to DC.
I want to read more constantly. I feel like I've been in a good like reading... I always have a book I am currently reading.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have to learn that if a book makes it really hard for me to turn back to it, like I don't want to pick it up. I don't crave it. I'm not like... Oh, I can't wait to read more, then I need to let go of that book. You know, I've had this book that I was reading that I still haven't finished. That's something about it. I'm like, I'm over it. I don't need to know what happens. Like, it hasn't kept me there.
What happened in that book?
It was like something about it, the way it was written. It was cool for a little bit, but I was trying to make it work.
Really? You know? Some people say that no matter what, you have to finish a book.
Who says that?
I feel like that's a thing in the book club community. In the book club community, is that the book will get better.
Not always.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's so much effort to like write a bad book. It's like you
that's not necessarily bad, but it's like everybody, you know, it's subjective. Like not everybody agrees a book is
what's
good.
What was the genre? Was it like drama?
It was like narrative nonfiction.
Hmm.
Okay. So it was like a story, but it was a true story. It was like crime about a murder and stuff, and it was cool, but like,
what's your favorite genre?
Probably
thrillers.
I love like fiction that is like something's going on. Yeah. Something's going down.
Fiction or nonfiction?
I just said fiction.
Why don't you like nonfiction?
It depends what it is. Nonfiction can be so many things.
Yeah.
I like, if it's nonfiction, I like a memoir or something like that. Mm. Like I want to hear about like someone's life story.
That's the shit I'm into.
Yeah.
I read about photographers' life all the time. If there's anything I love to read is that.
Mm.
Especially like black and white photography.
Yeah, I know. That's like, I look over at Yoni's computer. That's all you're looking at. And then for more like, actually, one thing that I don't know if I told you, but what I want both of us to do together is I want us, because you guys know we talked on the podcast about having kids. And you good?
This is like the third time that I yawned.
Okay,
so
really,
having kids, yes,
I really want us to make a pre-kid bucket list. I want to make Ali and Yoni before they have their first kid bucket list.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, you never told me that.
Yeah, and I just want to write down a list of things, bigger things. I'm not talking about like
go to Philly.
Not stuff like that. I'm talking about like maybe like a bigger trip.
Yeah, like Japan. Like tell us the specific, babe.
Yeah. I mean, Japan is like, you know, we've said it many times. We want to go to Japan. Mm. We want to go to like maybe a few places in Asia. I would love, that's a bigger trip.
That's,
you know,
a bigger
it's
trip.
Expensive.
It is.
Like that's not some shit. Like if you have a kid, like, you know, tomorrow, it's like, we're not going to do a big ass trip to Japan.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this right now and you're working at a travel agency, let's figure out something. You can do something.
Yeah. So definitely like going to Japan, maybe like also going to Africa.
Yes, I would love to do that.
You know, so
Australia.
It's like, okay, now we're just gonna keep adding places.
Why not?
We don't have that much time.
Yeah.
But I feel like doing this bucket list with you, I feel like it would be important to just like, not that like our life is gonna be over and like we can't do anything anymore, but like it will, you won't think about life that way anymore. It's not just me and you.
No.
You know?
Once you have a baby, you're thinking about what's going to be best
for them. Exactly. And that's, you're going to prioritize them. You're not going to be thinking about like, you know, ooh, where do I want to go for summer this year?
Yeah.
And like all that stuff.
And then make the baby feel like they're in your way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've seen many people talk about how like once you have a kid, that doesn't mean you can't travel anymore. You just bring the kid with you.
Yeah. Just really quickly, when we made the episode about when we'll have kids, that was one of my favorite episodes this year.
Of this year, yeah.
So I wanted to talk about, were you done with your point about having a kid and then doing like a
no,
like
that
a
was pre-kid? It.
Okay. I think this is a perfect time to actually just do like a, what was your favorite episode of the year? Do you remember?
Oh, I mean, I honestly like forget half of the stuff that we talked about.
I think mine was
that one was a good episode because I feel like
it was a real conversation. If you haven't listened to
when we'll have kids
episode, I feel like it was good because we never really honest. Yeah, it was really honest and we never really talked about it
that way to
each other, just like off camera. And then I also want to just really appreciate everybody who sent us advice, all the comments, the DMs, the voice notes. I was really doing my best to get back to everybody.
Yeah, people really, like you guys were really receptive of what we were saying.
Yeah, and gave us like their experiences and what they went through, or like some people who don't have kids yet, they're like, we're thinking about the same thing. And it was amazing, honestly. I'm still trying to give back to like, you know, some of those messages because they were really like thoughtful.
Yeah.
And I hate to like not respond to those. You know what I mean? So, and that actually was really helpful.
Yeah. No, it was.
And I feel like whenever we will be there, we'll somewhat have like an online community to like help us with any questions.
Yeah, because
right?
Yeah, because also like,
because you can have people in your life that you know have babies, but then it's only so many. Like we have my sister.
People are scared to speak about like having children, I guess, in like, I think maybe people are starting to talk about having kids more and more this way with like the new generation. But up until this point, I feel like everybody kind of just glazes over so many aspects of becoming a parent. And now
they're trying to make it seem like it's just all rosy.
Exactly. And they make it like this is the most beautiful thing and blah, blah, blah. And even though like we all know
that it is,
that it is. And at the same time, we all know that it's also so hard and like so much of your life adjusts. But I still feel like someone that is seriously thinking about having a child, you know, in the next couple of years, it's like I'm realizing that there's a lot of like, I don't know, like missing information or like I don't know where to turn to or I like don't know, like what are other people thinking?
Yeah, like we're not, I feel like we're not doing a good job at letting people know what it truly is, because you want to make people feel like, oh, you're going to have a baby. It's going to be great. It's the most beautiful time. But like not every day can be great. But I think it's so important to actually also let that person know. It's not to hurt their feelings or like to make them scared, mm-hmm. but it's just a reality. And I feel like just you knowing that other side of it will just only help you and prepare you that much better. But there was someone we were talking about, damn, I forget her name. She's a content creator. And she, I think her and her husband are content creators, right? And she was saying how nobody told her about the side that's not so fun. Mm. She thought it was just going to be, okay, well, everybody's telling me it's amazing. Let's go. And then you get hit with this reality and it's just like, why didn't nobody tell me? It's not that I didn't want to have the kid if I knew. It's just like, I would have known.
Yeah,
because when you don't expect something, it's like, is this only my experience?
And it's low-key kind of like, how did nobody talk about this?
Yeah.
It not at all the same, but it was kind of like how when we went to Mallorca, everybody was talking about how beautiful it is and the views and blah, blah, blah and whatever and how you're going to have to drive through these like winding streets. And then we get there and we're like, why is nobody talking about how fucking tight the roads are and how like scary it's going to be that there's going to be some roads or some things that are super narrow or like on the side of the road and like blah, blah, blah. It's like a little bit scary. Like nobody said any of that. And not that it's the same, but I feel like in general,
I feel like Allie was particularly more scared than me about that stuff.
I was.
And she wasn't the one driving.
I just was like, how did nobody talk about this?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not everybody went the way we went.
Anyways, I don't know. I feel like it was a really important conversation to have. And yeah. I'm really glad that we did. I was a little bit scared because I know sometimes the way I can like deliver what I want to say can like come across very differently than how I mean it. And that's another thing that I have as a resolution for 2025 is like working on my language delivery and like my message delivery when it comes to the podcast, but even like in real life, you know, sometimes I say things with like really good, genuine intention, and then it comes off not in the way that I mean it to. So it's because of just how I deliver what I say.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Yeah. And with that said, we're gonna go over to Patreon, mm-hmm. and we're gonna continue with the new year stuff, except. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about what you guys want to start doing in 2025.
Yeah, like, what are you guys' resolutions? I feel like it's going to be interesting to read. And
do you think there's going to be a lot of people that are saying, I don't have no resolutions or like...
No, I feel like most people things... Let me just predict it, right?
Yeah.
I think most people would say, I want to start working out more. I want to leave...
What? Like,
I want to leave people who no longer serve me.
Mm. I feel like a lot of people...
In 2024 and move forward with only people who bring me good, positive energy, which is good. I want that too.
Low-key though, how do you leave people in like the past though?
You just like, kind of don't... Like, you know that one friend that you just like, this is not a good friendship. Like, when you look at your friendship, you can really tell like...
It might not even be bad.
Huh?
It's just not... Like, it's not really serving you.
Okay, like then...
But that's like fucked up. Like, do you tell that person? You're like, I don't even want to be friends anymore.
No. And I'm sure they know. When you're in a relationship with someone, I mean, like a friendship with someone, and it's not the greatest, both people know. Like, the other person cannot be oblivious of how the thing, like, how the relationship is.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm excited to do that. And I was just thinking, I didn't have my list on me at all.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that I didn't forget anything. So, my phone is over there. I'm just going to grab it real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, reflecting on 2024. I like how I'm doing this at the end of the episode.
Yeah, what?
Okay, I met the people from my basketball community. Shout out to everyone there. Knowing my way around New York City. I remember in January, I did not know how to go uptown, downtown, to Brooklyn. Like, when I would go down in the subway, I would be like, what is this? So many signs.
We were getting familiar. Because I remember when my mom and my sister came in December, like, we kind of knew our way around a little bit, but it was mostly in our area.
Now when I go downstairs in any area, I know exactly where to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That was like a big thing. It made me feel like I wasn't in New York yet. Like, it made me feel like I don't even live here yet.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. And then figuring out what I want to focus on with my photography. I feel like this year, especially towards the end, I really figured out what I want to focus on.
Your path.
Yeah, which is great because sometimes, and it is normal, if you're out there doing photography, that's the main thing. Do I want to shoot? What do I like to shoot?
Yeah.
Do I want to shoot landscape,
I feel people, like as an artist in fashion, general.
That's, and that,
like,
can change too.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for my resolutions, online printmaking, reaching out to brands, agencies, and just like make more projects and reaching out to models to create new work together, mm-hmm. right? I would do that a lot more in Seattle, but then for some reason the first year in New York, I was just trying to
recalibrate.
Just because there's so much here. So I was just like, wow, there's street photography. And then I meet all these street photographers. Then I'm like, damn, do I want to do street photography? But then it's just like, but people don't really make money. Like, how do you people make money from that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it was just weird. But yeah, so I figured that part out. And then one of the last things, just time management, honestly. Mm. Time management so I can hang out with people and just have time to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
And just hang out. Let's link up. Let's go drink this. But I feel like every day, every week, I'm just like somehow behind on work. So then when it's time to be free and do shit on the weekends, I can't.
But that goes back to also having like an established morning routine.
Yes.
And like being intentional with your time, going to sleep.
Yeah, going to sleep early.
2025, we are not getting anything under at least 7 hours of sleep.
My sleep schedule is so bad.
It's actually so bad. And it's like sleep actually will hurt your brain. Not right now. Like, it's hurting it right now, but you won't see a problem until like when you're 60. So let's get that on.
Sleep more, drink water, time management, write things down,
exercise, eat your fruits and veggies, eat your fermented foods to help with your digestion.
And that's it. And hang out with friends, you know, have a good time, because at the end of the day, we want to be productive, we want to work, we want to be successful and enjoy life. Don't forget to just have fun.
Yeah.
And also just always remember, it's not that serious. Like, work is serious, but take a step back, you know? Yeah. Like, just don't stress yourself out. Like, you'll be fine.
It's good to have a good, confident handle on the volume of your life. Of like, you turn like up the volume. Remember, that's what my little first tattoo is about. It's like being in control of turning up the volume in your life when you need to and turning it down. And it's like the volume in different areas of your life. You know, it can be like work right now. I really got to just like grind it out and be on it, because I then want to be able to go on a day trip or do this or do that.
And that's what I've been struggling with.
Yeah. You got to be able to like have a good handle on that.
I want to give people an app to download. It's called Flow. Download the app Flow. And it's like, I still don't know really how to pronounce it. Is it Pomodoro?
It's Pomodoro method.
Yes. And basically what that is that you get 30 minutes of just no phone, no food, I was going to say no water. But yeah, you can have water, but it's just basically 30 minutes
straight of
just work and focus. And then it goes automatically into a 5-minute break.
Yeah.
You get to stretch, respond, scroll through Instagram, do whatever you want. Go to the bathroom, make yourself a little snack. And then after five minutes, there's a new 30 minutes. So it's a new cycle.
And you can decide like how long the work time is, how long the breaks are. But honestly, I forgot about it because now I have it on my computer, and it's nice to have it on a computer because then it's like you turn it on, you're working for 30 minutes, and then your screen just goes ding, and it's like 5-minute countdown of
and
your
it blocks
break.
Your window. Like whatever you're working on, there's like a green screen and it says flow on it with break time or something. Yeah. And
it just counts down your 5-minute break. And then it's like, it actually gets you, and it's nice to like take a break because then you don't realize it actually makes you work better the next 30 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good you mentioned that. Actually, I wanted to tell people about it.
And there's a free version, and then there's like one that you pay. I think it's like $10 for the whole year.
It's so worth it.
That's the one where you get the screen block, and then it kind of lets you know, okay, go break.
And
now
you can also adjust. And usually you will have like a longer break after a few like cycles.
Yes. And you can if you want to work for an hour straight and then have a 10-minute, you can adjust. But I think what works good is 30 minutes, 5, 30 minutes, 5 minutes. And it goes by so fast.
I know. I'm like, damn, it's already done, 30 minutes. But there's been a few times where I was like, shit hasn't come off.
Anyways, download the app. Let us know if you're using it, if it helps you out. It's very easy.
It's called Flow.
Flow, F-L-O-W. And with that said, we will go to Patreon and just...
talk about what you guys want to do this
talk
year.
About... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.
By the way...
Merry Christmas.
Last thing, we will not be posting a new episode on the first week of January because January 1st is a Wednesday when we would normally drop our episodes, but we're going to be out of town.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be nice to actually like take a week off since we've literally gone nonstop consistently. Also, another reflection, 2024, we posted consistently every time. We didn't skip one episode ever.
Oh. We did, right? This week? I mean, this year?
No, we didn't skip. If we just like posted more. Like if we were behind, then we still posted everything else.
And we did Patreon.
So, pat on the back.
I know.
And so we will not. So this is the last episode. And then we will be coming back January 8th, I think, is like when the next episode is going to be. So we're just going to take about a week off.
Yeah, I think we deserve a week off, right?
Yeah, I think we deserve it. And also, we kind of have no way around it because we're going to be out of town. So
didn't miss a single. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you guys for being around here. Thank you for listening and tuning in this past year. We're really grateful for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've thought about joining the Patreon, this is the perfect time to do it, you know. Join the community.
We just introduced the vlogs. We dropped our first one. It's like a minute long. It's like a WTJ mini vlog.
Yeah,
it's fun.
They're
going to
be
chill.
Like a little behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, like moments right before the episode. Maybe I can like insert the clip here just so they see what it is.
Maybe,
right? Yeah.
Okay, love you guys.
Bye.
Have a great beginning of the new year. Stay healthy, stay warm, and eat some good food. You know? Happy New Year.
Last episode of the year. How do you feel?
I feel like weird, emotional a little bit.
A little bit, right?
It's just crazy, 2024.
But it's not the end of the season yet.
Yeah, no, I kind of wish it was.
Yeah, me too.
But the new season is going to be like whenever we... What, hit 52?
Yeah, whenever we hit 150, that's going to be the new episode. So, I mean, the new season.
We're getting close. We're about like a couple weeks away. And then we will take another break, I think.
Yeah, probably. Thanks for all the new listeners that we have, whether you watch it on YouTube or listen on Spotify or Apple Music. We appreciate you. Shout out to everyone that was here since season one.
Pillow Talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Let's hang up now. Bye. Love you. All right.
Bye, guys. Happy New Year's. Don't go crazy. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Your favorite host in the world. Signing out as Alia is getting up to close the computer. Okay. But I'm just going to miss these guys, you know? All right. We'll see you soon. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.